Democratic State Rep. J.P. Miranda allegedly hired a ghost employee to funnel taxpayer dollars to his sister, Michelle Wilson. He's also been charged with perjury for lying to a grand jury about Wilson's role in his office, which mostly represents North Philly. Wilson allegedly served as Miranda's unofficial chief of staff after learning that state nepotism laws bar her from working for her brother. As the two prepare for trial, the freshman lawmaker is also preparing to hit the campaign trail. Veteran political consultant Maurice Floyd says he shouldn't.
Being that he's a one-term legislator, he has no deep roots in the area that he represents. And to add to that, it's been redistricted, so there are new voters. So now you have to explain to the new voters who have not been associated with you anyway on what's going on. You'll spend more time talking about what happened in that investigation to what you've done and what you intend to do in your second term.
Former Philadelphia City Councilman Jimmy Tyune, who publishes the Philadelphia Public Record, says Miranda should step aside until his case runs its course.
Kid has no support. The caucus endorsed someone else already, and it's just an exercise in futility. But when you first run for office and you get elected, I think what happens to some of these guys is they think they are the office forever. They don't realize they're stewards.
Tyune knows a little bit about political corruption. In 1991, while serving on city council, Tyune was indicted for racketeering, tax evasion, and obstruction of justice. He resigned, served prison time, and never ran for public office again. Charles Peruto Jr., Miranda's attorney, says his client is confident he can overcome the allegations.
I don't have a crystal ball. I just know what type of representative he's been, and I know what kind of person he is. And if the voters know that about him, they're going to reelect him.
Miranda could have as many as four challengers in May's Democratic primary. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.